people don't like to give up things that they like.
I get that we're not going to be here forever, but I also feel like it's important that I live well while I'm here.
But I really think it's a lack of knowledge. A lot of times, like, if this is all you see and all you actually know, it's easier for me to just go along with what I know than to find new ways of doing things, ways of living.
Life is really about maintenance. How you can maintain the things that you have. Get on my motherfucking
face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
So I was at work, and I don't know, people be talking. Maybe it's not just at work, but people be talking, and specifically, like, they were talking about food or just, like, the stuff that they do in life. And, like, the conclusion that I came to based on what I was hearing is that people really don't care about life. Like, whether it be the foods that you eat or just, like, the, I don't know, like, the things that you do as far as, like, you know it's bad for your health. You know that this is actually going to have adverse effects on you, but you're just like, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyways. And I don't know why it never, like, clicked in my head before, but I just think it's so dumb.
I think it's a thing of, I'm not going to be here forever, so I might as well enjoy the things while I'm here, but while I can.
I get that, but I'm also like, well, from what I found, like, I feel like there's so much more to enjoy when you actually take care of yourself. Like, for me personally, I've been finding life more enjoyable since starting to take care of myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree. I think life is a lot more enjoyable when you take care of yourself. But I also think, to Reese's point, I think that the underlying point is, of course, like, I'm not going to be here forever, that kind of thing. But I also think a more subtle point is just people don't like to give up things that they like.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's negative. So you know it's negative, but you enjoy this. I don't like not being able to do this anymore. I know it's negative, but I like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, for me, what I've seen, because I know when I was eating certain ways or doing certain things that were detrimental to me, I enjoyed doing it. I knew it was bad for me. I knew I didn't need to eat the whole pizza by myself. You know what I'm saying? But it just tastes so good. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I think it's a matter of not wanting to give up the thing that you currently have for something that could be better because you're so used to this thing.
Okay, so I get that because I used to be the same way.
Eating whole pizzas?
Yes, I used to eat whole pizzas. I remember in college, sometimes he would order a pizza and I would order my own pizza.
Large pizza?
No, I would do the medium, handmade pizza.
I've eaten a large Papa John's pizza before.
Yeah, I used to do that every day. Mm-hmm.
Every day?
Every couple times a week.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord. But I think now, maybe it's because of, you know, maybe it's because I'm 30, you know, older, wiser. Even just thinking about how I used to do that, because I used to do that, especially with dairy. I knew what dairy was made from. Mm-hmm. I made mozzarella cheese fresh. I was in culinary, so like I knew exactly what I was eating. But I'm like, this is so good though. Like, you know, it's aged cheese. Actually, I've never eaten aged cheese, but I was like, at some point, you know, when I go to Italy or something, I'll try it. But it's like,
it's aged milk.
Yeah, but I don't drink spoiled milk, but I'll have aged cheese anyway. But just thinking about it, I think I was amazed, I'll say that, at how careless people are for themselves. And I get that we're not going to be here forever, but I also feel like it's important that I live well while I'm here. And I think that a lot of the mentality of like, oh, well, I enjoy this thing, even though it might be killing me, or even though it might be slowing me down or whatever it might be doing, holding me back. It's just like procrastination or like your process of working and doing things. You get so used to doing things a certain way and change isn't easy. But if I got to be a little uncomfortable so that I could get to where I want to actually be instead of just talking about where I want to be, then I think I'm in a space now where I'm willing to be uncomfortable for a little while. And it was just like, wow, y'all really don't care.
Yeah. In my head, the analogy I thought of was if you had a nice pair of shoes and you're like, listen, I'm not going to have these shoes for a long time, so I might as well run through the mud. And it's like, these is all white shoes. Like,
that'd you don't be have my to. Logic, man. Like, I'm wearing my shoes. I'm going to do my best to preserve them, but they getting worn.
Nah, he said run through the mud. But
yeah, like, you're like, all right, let me just do all of the worst things for the shoe as opposed to just, again, using them. Like, let's not let things not get used, but like I saw somewhere online that they was talking about that life is really about maintenance, how you can maintain the things that you have, because it's one thing to get something and another thing to be able to sustain the maintenance that it takes to uphold the thing so that it stays the way it is. And I think for us, we come in here, we're young, like, we be doing all of the stuff, we're eating whatever, and we bounce back. We're not thinking about maintenance because our body has worked the exact way it's always worked, and it's doing its thing, and it's working overtime. But I think after a while, you start to think like, all right, well, if I want to maximize my time while I'm here, let me maintain this and upkeep this so that I can play in the game for longer. That's how I'm processing it now.
Yeah, and I think for me, I've watched too many people go through certain things or experience certain things that I'm just like, we don't all have to do this. This is not like a rite of passage for us to all get diabetes. So that you like, it's not a rite of passage. It's not something that we all have to do. So let me just opt out. Like, and I also, certain things are hella expensive. So like, if I'm not taking care of stuff now, it's like with a house. If you not taking care of the stuff in your house, or even like with your lawn, we could use that as an example. You're not taking care of your lawn now, then later down the road, let's say you want to sell the house, then you're going to have to, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to take care of the lawn. It's going to take a lot more because you never took care of it before to fix the lawn up so that you could sell the house than it would have if you would have just started 20 years ago. And I think now, I don't know, I'm just not willing to not take care of myself. Like, I just feel like it's dumb.
As a 30-year-old, it's just dumb.
Well, let's give everybody grace, because I mean, if you're just talking about foods, then I completely understand. There's still habits that we have that are not helpful. I'll speak for myself. I know scrolling was not a helpful habit. I know it's making my eyes worse. I know it makes your head lean forward. Like, there's a lot of stuff that it does not do well for me at all, but I still do some of it because I get a payoff from it. So I understand. You know it's bad, but you want to, you're not thinking of, oh, I can change this now. And you're also not thinking that you doing a little bit of maintenance won't force you to have to do an overhaul a bunch of stuff. It's like with your teeth. If you don't maintain your teeth, and you don't, like, you're not properly flossing or whatever, when you go to the dentist, they doing a lot. It's like a lot of work for them to get you back to whatever level you was at, as opposed to if you just do a little bit, they're like, all right, cool, this was an easy cleaning. Like, if you leave things
unattended,
they'll build up. So it's the same thing with, like, our lives, where it's like some stuff we do, we're not maintaining it, we're just letting it go however it wants to go. And then when you hit 30, 40, wherever, you're like, all right, well, now it's time for me to clean up my act. Well, it's like, well, you did a lot of damage for a good 40 years. You know, I'm not saying that you can't come back from it. You can always come back, but it's going to be a lot harder because you got 40 years of pizza grease and, you know.
I feel like, was you about to say something? No? Okay. I don't know. I feel like we care about a lot of the things that we have more than we care about ourselves. Like, we care about, or even just like, some things I think that we do because everybody else is doing it and it's like, oh, I want to fit in, right? Even if we feel like, I don't necessarily want to do this anymore. And I think that a lot of times we care more about fitting in with other people than we do about just ourselves in general. And then we convince ourselves that, oh, this is just the norm. And it's like, no, like, this doesn't, just like you always say, just because it's accepted doesn't mean it's acceptable. I think that's really my problem with the whole idea. Because yes, everybody has some habits that like, okay, we could do better, you know. I have some habits that I could do better on. Scrolling is one of them. That's why my apps are locked most of the day, so I can't actually scroll. But I just feel like if we make the norm taking care of ourselves versus just following whatever everybody else is doing, I think like life would be a lot more enjoyable, and you will find more of yourself and more of your truth and just be able to enjoy certain things. And I don't know, I think maybe I'm just 30.
I think it's a lack of knowledge. Not giving people like excuses or the benefit of the doubt, but I really think it's a lack of knowledge. A lot of times, like, if this is all you see, you may get like a new idea from somewhere, but if this is all you see and all you actually know, it's easier for me to just go along with what I know than to find new ways of doing things, ways of living. It's a lot easier to do that because one, I know this thing, or I believe to know this thing, and two, I won't be alone. Granted, you won't be alone eventually, but making that transition to whatever is a healthier option, it could start off lonely. And then you go back to wherever you was at before, and now you're getting made fun of. Now you alone, mm-hmm. like you alone amongst
people
mm-hmm. like that you know. And even if we sticking on food, it depends on where you at, how accessible.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like stuff is.
But so. I also think that it does depend on how accessible things are, but it's like I also think that there are ways still, like maybe there are vegetables. You could just add more, like just I don't know, just being more mindful of how you're treating yourself. But it's not just about food, cuz also, like, when it comes to getting rest, that's something that I don't necessarily do the best at. But it's, like, my old habit was to be a workaholic. And, because I'm talking about me, too. Like, I feel like it's just dumb for me not to sleep when I'm tired. And you used to say this type of thing. You didn't say it was dumb, but you always mm-hmm. be like, when sleep calls, you answer. And mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you do that? But, like, honestly, like, if I am dead tired and I know that I'm dead tired, why am I going to force myself to just stay up all the time? Like, every now and then, okay, cool. Maybe I want to get something done, blah, blah, blah. But, like, to develop the habit of I never go to sleep when I'm actually tired. I be up way later. Because we was up last night talking. Why are we talking? It's 1 a.m. I'm sleepy. Mm-hmm. But the conversation was good. We ain't going to do that every night, though. Like, I don't know. It don't make sense to me. I know I'll be doing it sometimes, but it just don't make sense. Yes.
I was also going to say, when it comes to sleep, it's a lot easier for you to just fall asleep. The amount of extra work, says that, she's yawns. The amount of extra work it takes for you to stay up and to fight the thing that's naturally happening to you. You're like, why am I putting this much effort and energy into forcing myself to stay awake? I don't even feel good staying awake. So let me just go to sleep.
But the story was good, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen.
You were telling it.
Oh, it was me. It was me. Wow. Wow. My bad. Okay. Woo. All right. But yes. But yeah, I think in general, there's a lot of stuff that we do that it just doesn't make sense. Like being self-destructive in and of itself is like a weird thing.
Yeah, why does that even exist?
Right, because, and it's funny because like we're made in God's image and all this stuff, and it's like, if you can do anything you want, and if you decide you want to destroy yourself, you can do that as well, which is a wild concept, but that's what we be doing.
I think with food is actually a drug. So if the life around me is in shambles, I'm going to use that. At least I can, like, food, for a lot of people, food is a coping mechanism. So it's not like I'm eating for like to refuel or for like beneficial purposes. I'm eating to cope with life.
And I agree. And that's partially why I know you had said you feel like it's the knowledge. It's like it's about knowledge. But to be honest, I don't think it's a knowledge problem. I don't think that the people, I think there are people who have a lack of access to the knowledge, but I don't think it's a knowledge thing, because I think, especially when it comes to food, people know what you do, you need to eat for to be healthier. So I don't think it's more so, I don't think it's that. I think it's more so habit and conditioning than it is not being aware of what you need to do. It's just, the habit is, when I'm emotional, I go and eat the Snickers. You know what I'm saying? And it could be based on the stressors or whatever you're experiencing around you, but the habit that you've had is to do the negative thing, not the positive thing.
I'm going to even take it a step further. I think it's actually a relationship thing, like a relational thing, because like I feel like, because I still sometimes emotionally eat, and there are times where I have moments where I'd be like, dang, if I could just have a Reese's right now. But I think that for me, as far as food goes, I had to change my relationship with that in order to, for me to stop emotionally eating, for me to like eat healthier, for me to eat more, like be more conscious or have more mindful moments when I'm eating food, or even making food or whatever. And then I think like, as far as sleep goes, like I need to change my relationship with sleep. Like, I don't think it's just, I think the habit is based off of like the relationship that you developed with this thing. And I think a lot of it is that the relationship that we've developed with ourselves is that these other things take precedence over me. If that makes sense. And it's not in a obvious way, because in your head, like, oh, well, I'm emotional, I'm going to eat this thing. In your mind, you're like, that's for me. But in actuality, it's like, this is actually kind of hurting you in the long run, or even with like the lack of sleep, even with, let's say, like you're working overnight constantly, but you also don't sleep in the daytime because you're doing other things. You know, you're building a brand, a business, or you just have people you like to hang out with. It's like, in the long run, I think we don't notice it because it's not always instant. And in the long run, we start to see the signs of like, okay, this is kind of slowing me down. Or I didn't know that me smoking this stuff for 15 years was actually going to have this type of effect on me. Or I didn't know that drinking for this long was going to become this thing. Or I didn't know. What are some other bad habits?
Procrastination.
I didn't know procrastination was going to push back what I was working on for the next 50 years. But either way, it doesn't matter. I feel like we put the relationship that we've developed with these things over our relationship with, over like developing a positive relationship with ourselves, or like a healthy relationship with ourselves. And we'd be like, well, this is for me. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for me. And it's like, you might be doing it for yourself, you think, but it's not working how you think it's working. It's not going good.
I had a realization for myself, was that I was walking around here for so long like a ghost in a shell, pretty much. Like, almost like I'm ignoring my body completely. Mm-hmm. It's doing its stuff, it's doing its job so well that I can ignore it completely and just kind of go about my day. And it wasn't until I was presented with new information, but also when I was in a space where we're trying something out, we're going gluten-free, and then I'm finally feeling what my body's been feeling this entire time. I'm like, oh wow, this is what I've been feeling. It's like, wow, I didn't even know it. So for me, I had to make that promise to myself, like, I'm not gonna do that anymore. Like, I'm not just gonna go around here ignoring like what my body's telling me, what I'm actually feeling, because like I've done it for so long. That was the habit. Like, why am I ignoring the only vehicle I have to be here? Like, why am I doing that to myself? You know, and then the other thing I was going to say was, when it came to the emotionally eating and then like it's going to cost you later, I had to make a decision that I'm going to stop doing things that are going to hurt me later. Mm-hmm. Like, because there was a bunch of stuff that I'm doing that I know it feels great right now. In the long run, I'm hurting a future version of myself because I'm not doing something, or I am doing something now. So I just kind of had to make that decision. Yeah. And it's a challenge, though, because I still be wanting some snacks.
But I think it's just like a thing of you repetitively choosing you. And I don't think that we do that often. But I found like a lot of the decisions that I've made recently, in them, I realized, like, oh, because people be like, oh, well, I don't know, that's dedication. Even like with the podcast, I was talking to somebody and they was like, you've been doing that for 3 years, like, that's some real dedication. It's like, yes, it is, but the life that I want that way more than I want to be stuck in this place that I've been in. So because I want this a lot more, I think it's just like we have to matter more. Like we have to think more of ourselves in order to make the decision to be like, I want to take care of myself so bad that I'm unwilling to allow myself to stay in this moment, or to keep self-sabotaging myself, or, you know, whatever it looks like for you. But when I was observing, because, you know, everything is a mirror, so I was also kind of just thinking about my past habits, but it's just like, why are we doing this? Like, why are we doing this?
Now, I don't necessarily think everything is a mirror. I think stuff be showing us which path. Sometimes it's a mirror, other times it's a preview into
what life could be like.
Yeah, what it could be like.
Yeah.
Or where we're headed, where we might be headed.
Yeah. To me, that's still a mirror, though. Because it shows you, like, elements of where you could be. So it's like, all right, you have a seed of this in you. You have this version, like, this person who does this. Like, there's a part of you that does that. So just be aware of what it could look like if you let it get out of hand or whatever. So I think it's still a mirror. It's just not... It's not a one-to-one. It's not like you actually looking like, oh, that's actually me. It's like, no, that's Jeff. But, yeah, I just think it's that. I also had a question. It was about something you said. One question is there a thing that you have a great relationship with currently? Like, if you had to think of something that you have, like, an amazing relationship with, Could be a pair of shoes, your car.
That I have a great relationship with?
Mm.
A great relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, actually, food. I think that's the one relationship I was able to kind of turn around completely. I think I'm working on having a better relationship with, like, my car and sleep and the other things. So, like, this past year, I've been working on my relationship with myself the most. So I think that I am developing a great relationship with myself. I think that I'm still developing a great relationship with food. I think I think those are my top two right now. And I think I have a good relationship with money. Yeah, I'm gonna lock those answers in.
Mm-hmm. You need the question again?
I say, oh, I have an amazing relationship with the Most High.
Mm-hmm. That too, I'm gonna throw that in there.
I'll say I have a great relationship with creativity. That's probably my best relationship that I have.
Mm, that's good.
Acting on those creative things, that's different.
Is that not part of the relationship?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I mean, I'll be doing it, but not to the extent that I would like to do it. Mm. But I feel like my relationship with creativity is my greatest relationship that I have.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, so originally I was talking about just items, but y'all went into, you know.
Yeah, we deep things.
Yeah, y'all went somewhere else, but that... It's fine.
Items.
Yeah, I was just like, that's why I had mentioned like your car thing, but it's fine. I'm not.
I mean, food is an item.
I'm fine with y'all answers. I guess my greatest relationship would it be? What would it be? I do want to still breezes. I do like the creativity, but I do think that relationship could be better. But my relationship with self, but I think maybe I'll just stick with creativity. Same thing. I think it's like I think when it comes to my relationship with creativity, I allow myself to go places that I don't go with the other stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, so whether it's like music, whether it's writing, like certain things that I do, I usually allow myself to go a lot further there than I do with other aspects. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, if I would do an item, I think I would do my plants and my hair. I have great relationships with my plants and my hair.
My hair, I was thinking of, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like I had chose one product that wasn't working for me, and now I'm repairing that relationship with my hair. One item, I was thinking the couch. I don't know. I actually don't know what, like, specific item I would say I have a good relationship with. Just because I feel like I'm in the middle of, like, several transitions right now. And I don't know that there's any one thing that I feel like the relationship is great. Besides, like, for a item.
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, I'm just thinking, I feel like a lot of my electronics I have pretty great relationships with. I still have some stuff, some electronics from when I was, my microphone is the same one I have from high school. Same thing with the speakers. Like, a lot of my electronics, I do a pretty good job of taking care of. The reason why I was asking that was because I was going to say, what's the difference between how you take care of those items versus how you take care of yourself?
Okay, now my microphone, I put that thing away every time I'm not using it. I make sure I'm using a pop filter. I'm very careful with the cords and the wires, and, like, I make sure I don't drop it. And you said that compared to
you,
me, myself, and I think that I'm learning to take care of myself in that way. I think that before I would used to drop me, I wouldn't wrap the cord tight, and the cords was loose, y'all. And what?
You know extreme what I mean? Overuse.
Yeah, and I would like. If I was a microphone, it would be like I would leave the microphone out all day just so when I'm ready to use it. So, like, instead of resting.
Oh, my mic be out all day.
I put mine in my case every time. But, like, I don't know. I guess I was always on go. My mind was always running. I was always prepared to go somewhere or do something, and I was not resting. And I didn't know how to rest. And now I'm learning to, all right, let me go sit in my little case, in my bed, write a little bit, go to sleep, sit in silence. But I guess the difference is that I was taught to, actually, I wasn't taught to take care of my microphone. I don't know what the difference is.
Well, I think you did learn.
I was about to say, I think.
Oh, yeah, I did.
The difference is, we don't realize how much we paid to be here.
But I know how much I paid for my microphone. I got the receipt. But I think that that's a valid point.
So we take it for granted, or life for granted in general, because it seemed like we just showed up. We're not taking into account how many battles we done fought to even be born.
But you lived to fight another day.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like we take it for granted because we don't know how much we actually paid to be here.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. You came up with that all on your own? Mm-hmm. That's good. You need to write a book, okay?
I haven't rested yet.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I've been trying to tell you. Go ahead and get some sleep.
But for whatever, so the item that you was thinking about was your hair?
Yeah, what was the other thing I said? I said my hair and my plants.
Do you treat your hair and your plants better than you treat you?
I definitely treat my plants better than that. I'm thirsty.
I don't think so. I think my plants, they get to rest, and my hair, it's just there.
It gets to rest.
Like, I take care of my hair how I take care of myself.
All right, that's so something else.
My hair doesn't work. Well, it works. Like, if I cut off all my hair, I just cut off all my hair. I don't know how to explain it, but...
So, all right, if you were to pick a different... Not something that wasn't attached to you physically, because that's still the same thing. If you had to pick an item, like, what would you...
My dog.
Do you take care of yourself as in the same way that you do your dog?
Is she an idol?
I wouldn't consider her an item, but I was going to let him rock because...
That's the only other thing that I, like, take care of. So maybe similar. I take care of her better in certain areas than I take care of myself, and I take care of myself better in other areas than I take care of her.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed like how you do anything is how you and is how you do everything isn't actually 100%. No, I'm playing.
Technically, if we sticking on that point, the moral of what I was saying was I could do a better job taking care of me and my dog. So how you do everything, how you mm-hmm. do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah, but if there's, and that's why I was trying to stick it away from like you and your, like the living items. But like, because if you see certain items that you don't take care of, so like,
I say my paintbrushes or even, yeah, my paintbrushes.
And it's like, do you feel like you would take care of your, you take care of your paintbrushes to the same degree that you take care of you, or is one better than
the
other?
I think it's the same. I do my best. Sometimes I don't be feeling like washing out them things, so they just be sitting there.
Okay.
They shouldn't sit there. I'll do better.
The reason why I brought this topic up is not because like I feel like we don't have things to work on, or I don't have things where I don't take care of myself in certain ways. I think I'm just amazed at how, as a society, we don't care about ourselves more than we care about these other things. Or like maybe it's just that as a society, like the constant like self-destruction, the self-sabotaging, the thing of just being like, somebody say something, you're like, yeah, I know that. I already knew that. They told me that 15 years ago, but you're still doing the same thing. Like you still consciously chose to self-destruct, I guess, whether slowly or quickly. It's just interesting to me because it's just like a pattern of society.
I feel like we're a product of our environment. Last week, I said something about the American something.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember what it was?
The American plan.
Yeah, the American plan. So we're a product of our environment.
Oh, that's the American insurance plan and self-sabotization.
If the place that we live and the place that's governing us is basically self-destructive.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the same thing.
So like everything's a mirror?
We back there. Look at that.
This is like the life is a musical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You started singing this time. Come on.
All right. It took 2 years.
Right. When did I just...
You just hummed a little bit.
I said,
nah.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the playback.
That's crazy.
They gonna hear it. All right, but go ahead.
We just little pieces of a bigger body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also... It was a video I watched online that really hit home. This was before I wasn't online for the week, but it was like, whatever you're not changing, you're choosing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that really hit me because it's like, if you don't change it, this is ultimately what you're choosing. And I don't know if we realize how often we're choosing things just by the nature of us not doing anything to change it. Like, you want a better body, but if you don't work out, you're choosing to not have a better body. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's very subtle and it's right there. It's obvious, but it doesn't feel like we're choosing things. Like, it doesn't feel like I chose that. Like, nobody would, if you went up to somebody like, would you like a better body or a worse body? Nobody's going to be like, I'm choosing the worst body. Like, nobody's like I'm choosing not to be able to walk up the steps and breathe. Like, nobody's thinking like I'm choosing that specifically, but when you don't do the other thing, you're actually choosing it. Yeah. So like, I don't think we realize like the choices we're actually making. Because some of it is habitual. Some of it is based on it. Most of it is habitual and based on our environment. But I think if you actually walked around as if you knew, or if you actually walked around like you were choosing the thing that you were doing, you would probably have a different mindset about it. Like, if I don't change this, that means I'm choosing to blah blah.
Also, walk around like you actually have control, mm-hmm. because we control a lot more. I'm just now learning this. We have a lot more control over our lives than we be acting like. So like a video that I saw, basically, if you mess up one time, it's an accident. But if you do it again and know you did it, now you're doing it on purpose. And I was like, wow. So, and it goes back to choosing. I'm actually choosing this thing because I know better.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew better, you'll do better.
Or you won't.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Because a lot of people know better and they choose not to. And a lot, some of it is fear-based and some of it is just like not wanting to be uncomfortable. Some of it is just, It could be a variety of reasons. I just think that it's kind of sad to know that as a society, this is what we'd be doing. I also think that most people don't realize that they actually have choices. Like, if nobody blatantly tells a lot of people, like, hey, you have a choice between this or that, most people don't know that they can actually choose something for themselves or, like, create another option.
Yeah, I'm just learning that.
Yeah. And it's not always, hey, either this or that. Sometimes you could create your own third option that works best for you. I forgot where I read that at or saw that. It might have been a video. But just realizing, like you said, we have more control, but also we just need to think a little bit more or allow ourselves to think sometimes. But I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to live my life slowly self-destructing. I don't want the state of the country. And I don't even want to say that my world around me is self-destructing. Or self-destructive, because I don't feel like it is. I just feel like people just need to make better choices or need to start choosing themselves in healthy ways, including me. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever realized how much power we had over our lives. Like, your life is, once you've gotten to the point where you can take care of yourself, right? And again, God willing, like, you have all of your faculties, everything, like, you're healthy and everything, like, at that point, anything that you don't like, you can change. It just doesn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm. You feel stuck sometimes.
Yeah, and it's like you forget that, hey, you know, you walked yourself over here, right? You didn't have to.
And the door's still open.
It's like, and even if the door isn't open, you can open the door.
Yeah, like, it's not locked.
Like, you literally walked here. So, like, let's not act like you can't walk back. You just don't want to walk back, or you're not.
Or you feel like you're going to be embarrassed, like, or something.
Or you just, yeah, whatever it may be, you just don't like the option of either thinking your way out of it or doing whatever the actual hard thing is to get out of it. But you always have the option. It does. It just, we walk around as if we don't have the option for certain stuff. And again, I think it's also habit, because this stuff that our parents have said, stuff that their parents have said, just people around us, like, it's just some of the mindset, and I think it takes knowledge. Sometimes it takes hanging around the right people for you to realize, like, hey, yo, I always have a choice. And yeah, some of the time it just doesn't feel like it though, but you always have one.
Yeah, and I think that's like the beauty of life, is that you have the choice, and it's okay to choose yourself. You know, Kendrick said it. He said, I choose me, I'm sorry. That was my song a couple weeks ago. My song of the week. But, I'm choosing me going forward in healthy ways. Healthy ways. Mm-hmm. Y'all got any final thoughts on self-sabotization, on any of the things that we talked about today, or just in general?
I don't. I thought I had some, but it escaped me. It walked out the door.
Comment below and let us know, I guess, how you feel about, I don't know, do you care about life? Like, how you feel? Do you feel like you be self-sabotaging, or you seen a lot of self-sabotization? And tell us why in the comment section below. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Join our Patreon so you can watch this podcast live and early. You can join in on the conversation as well as get access to other content as well, including the bubble and the bubble Discord. Click the links in the description below. We have plenty of things going on. We have music, we have journals, we have art, we have lots of things happening. The best way to support our channels is by joining the Patreon, by clicking the links in the description. And we have a free survey down there. So take the survey so we can make sure we keep these podcasts coming with some great information that is related to you. In the meantime, I'm Shaquay D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Woo, 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 woo. Yes.
We will see you guys next week. If you love this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked on the screen. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.